Massachusetts has come up with another way to cut prescription drug costs by saving money on programs for the poor. Specifically, the state cut $60 million from Medicaid by reducing payments to pharmacies. Now the state's three largest drugstore chains have decided to fight back. NPR's Richard Knox reports that some Massachusetts pharmacies say they will no longer fill prescriptions for Medicaid patients.
CVS, Brooks, and Walgreens. Together, they operate more than 550 drugstores in Massachusetts. They fill close to half of all the prescriptions for nearly a million people who depend on Medicaid. All three chains say they'll begin turning away those patients this fall. Michael Polzin is a Walgreens spokesman.
We are announcing that we're withdrawing from the program, and it's as simple as that. The state's action will create an unnecessary hardship for Medicaid recipients who are going to be denied access to prescription drugs. We apologize to those patients, but no business can operate at a loss.
The big chains had threatened to pull out of Medicaid if Governor Jane Swift let the pharmacy cuts stand. The governor called their bluff. Now everybody's wondering if the drugstores were bluffing. Stephen Grossman of the Massachusetts Pharmacists Association says no. Pharmacies can't make it on less than they pay their wholesalers.
The wholesaler buys a drug for a dollar. The wholesaler then sells it to me for something above a dollar. Might be a dollar three, might be a dollar five. They want me to sell it to Medicaid now for 98 cents. You can't do that. I don't know of any business that can survive by losing money on each transaction. And for some reason, the governor and the legislature thinks that pharmacies should be the first in the world to try that.
Actually, the math may not be quite that simple. Up to now, Massachusetts had paid 10% above pharmacies' average wholesale cost. The new law shrinks that to 2% below wholesale cost. But consumer advocates say they've heard many pharmacies, especially the big chains, actually pay substantially less than the public wholesale price. Becky Derby of the advocacy group Healthcare for All says nobody knows what pharmacies' costs and profits really are.
We do not know whether they have a valid complaint. And until we get more information, we can't know that. And when they come in with this big club, rather than coming in and showing information as to why they feel this is going to hurt them and that they can't afford to continue to provide coverage, you know, so it's hard to be sympathetic.
Under the new law, pharmacies are entitled to make their case at a public hearing. State officials can then raise the rate. But that could take months. Meanwhile, many of the state's poorest and sickest citizens may have nowhere to turn for medications. Trish Riley of the National Academy for State Health Policy says people across the country will be watching Massachusetts.
We haven't heard of mass defections of chains pulling out like this, though we certainly have heard of individual pharmacies raising concerns. So this decision to make such a public move may well be the first blow across the bow of pharmacies pushing back.
Washington State has also just cut Medicaid pharmacy payments. Pharmacies there are threatening to pull out of Medicaid, too. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.